Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of my favorite guests coming up right now, Carrie Luxom. She is based in the Windy City, where she is the CEO of the Restaurant HR Group. And we've had Carrie on the program a number of times. And when I say that she's one of my favorite guests, it's not just because she can hear me right now on the phone. Carrie, I would say that even if you could not hear me, and there was no way to vouch that that's what I said. I promise.
Right. Oh, okay. I believe you. I believe you. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, we were just talking with Troy Hooper, who you know, and we were talking about, you know, the challenges that restaurants are dealing with in terms of making decisions about what's on their menu and what do we do with food costs and do we raise our prices? Do we keep them where they are? You know, do we panic now? Do we wait and panic later? Right? I mean, just dealing with those kind of things. But for you, you're dealing with the HR side of things in terms of not only hiring, but keeping people in the restaurants. And I don't mean people in the seats who are coming in to eat, but the staff and keeping them motivated and keeping them going through these very difficult times. We've had you on in the past to talk about what was going on in the restaurant business, but where are we right now in January of 23 as you look at it through a national lens right now? Where are we?
Well, I mean, I think there's still the stresses out there and, you know, inflation and this economic flux has people up in arms for sure. But I will tell you that the clients that I have, the industry in general, nationwide, the restaurant leaders that stay laser focused on their people. I mean, there's no doubt that the last few years have changed a lot and kind of where we are right now. But If you stay focused on the right things, that's your purpose, and really just staying focused on taking care of your people, you're going to come out ahead when it comes to staffing. But it's still messy, Rick. It's still, you know, it's still hard to find staff, but you know, when you're purposeful and you're proactive and taking care of your people and you really focus on ensuring that your people have balance. I mean, that's where we are right now. People don't just come to work. People want to make more money. There's no doubt about that. But when people make a decision on where they're going to work, it's really about working for good people. You know, and I've been saying for years and years, great leadership is really about making emotional connections and being a good human being. And that's really just coming to light. People want to work somewhere where they feel like they're going to be taken care of, that they're cared about. Money is one thing, benefits are another, but just really that someone's going to come to work and care about their life, care about their balance, care about their happiness. And the employers that can give people that are going to have less stress when it comes to staffing.
I hear what you're saying, and I completely agree with it, that there's more to it than money. But do the people on the street agree with that? Meaning,
I think they do.
Do you think so? Okay. Why so?
Absolutely. I mean, I just think, like, think about, you know, I always like that. I'm a CEO now, and I have a small team, and I talk a lot about building a company and culture and what it takes. And it's a lot of work and it's a challenge for me, you know, and I think when you really look at what's going on in the world and think about yourself and your kids and your grandkids or your whatever, you know, if you really think about what matters to most people, it's about being in a place that's not super stressful. It's about being happier. And what does that really mean? It's about the leaders of the company exercising common courtesy and, you know, recognizing those small life events that happen every day, calling just to say hi, you know, being a place that, cares about your learning and growing and all that. And I know it matters because the clients that do this well in my world are the ones that have less stress when it comes to being understaffed, when you really put the energy into it. And it's not to say it's not hard, and it's definitely something that people have to focus on. But when you don't do it, you know, you are losing, and you are the ones that are not able to operate your restaurants because you don't have people. It's just the way that it is. So it's definitely something that matters.
Are restaurant operators able to find staff now, or have those people moved on to other types of jobs? Are they doing something else? They loved waiting table. They loved working at a restaurant. They loved being a line cook. But you know what? There just mm-hmm. wasn't enough there. Whether it was internal, you know, rewards, or whether it was the money rewards, have they moved on? Are they doing something else?
Yeah, I mean, I think at some level throughout this pandemic, there was a shift and people went to work other places because there was, you know, more flexibility or whatever it is. I will tell you, I feel like people are still really excited about this industry. It really just depends on the employer, the restaurateur. What's their purpose? Are they good people? Are they focusing on the right things? Do they have simple systems? And are they hiring and encouraging people to be great leaders? So I would say, well, it has been a shift. There has been some turning in, you know, not going to work in restaurants. I feel like that's lessening, you know, as we evolve and get into 2023. I feel like we're coming back. And you know me well enough to know I'm very passionate about this industry. Mm-hmm. I think this is an industry that has so much to offer so many people. But, you know, it comes down to leadership. And if you don't have restaurants, you know, it's like I always say, like, you can say all day long, you know, I want to have a company that people feel great and are healthy and happy and balanced, but they're working, if people are working 80 hours a week, it's like your actions aren't really, you know, matching your words. And that's how, you know, you get a reputation for not wanting to be, you know, a place that people want to come and work.
So help me with this, Carrie. Help me with this. If you're an mm-hmm. operator, right, and you're advertising for people, immediately people put on a sign, $15 an hour. That is, as you're saying, not the most important thing. How do mm-hmm. you advertise that this is a place that values people, that wants you to have work-life balance, that fill in the blank, the other things that people may want? How do they do that? Because everybody wants to know the first question is, what are you paying? How do you get past that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, pay does matter. It does matter, but it is not everything, because you can say, I'm going to pay you $19 and the guy over there is paying you $17. You might get to hire that person, but if you're a bad employer, you're overworking.
You're
your
not
people,
keeping them. They're not going to stay.
You're not training them properly. Yep. So how do you advertise for that? Well, first of all, you tell your story. And if you're really a good company, and by telling your story, it's, what's your story? Who are you? What's your mission? What's your purpose? Why do you do what you do? What other people are they working with? You know, a lot of people do, like, showing what it feels like to work in their restaurants or whatever it may be. You know, it's literally showing that you care about more than just that person as an employee. Mm-hmm. You care about that person as a person. And that means a whole lot of things. It could be anything from celebrating someone, you know, showing on social media that you're celebrating that somebody just graduated from college. You know, it's like you're not directly, you know, always take your recruiting hat off and show people who you are from the inside. And so long as it's true, if you're really a good place and you really are not working your people 80 hours a week, and you really do stop and say, hi, how are you? And care about the answer. That kind of stuff goes such a long way. And if you really are genuinely a good person that's leading a company, you can impact the lives of so many people, but they have to know you care. How do they know you care? Consistently being a good person, consistently telling the truth, consistently being vulnerable. It's like those are the ways that you're going to attract people. And it's just like getting, you know, people, operators put so much effort into the employee, or I'm sorry, into the customer experience, right? We're losing customers. Inflation is high. So what are they doing? They're out there putting all this effort into customers, 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 how they're going to feel when they get into the restaurant.
They forget about the people in the kitchen and on the floor, right?
Put that same effort into the employee experience and you are going to win. Yep. So I'm not saying don't put effort into the customer experience. Of course that matters. But watch what happens when you take care of the people that are taking care of that customer. When
that
you
explodes.
Really put the when you put the effort into the employee experience, what do I want my employee to feel when they walk in? You know, what do I want my customer to feel? I'm sure most operators can answer that. And they could probably talk about that for days. Let's focus on the employee experience. Let's focus on letting them come to work and feel that same level of passion for, you know, the purpose that you have, your mission, your vision, and all that. And I think sometimes it's missed. And I'm telling you again, the clients that I have or the connections that I have in this industry that do that very well, they're winning. They're more profitable. I'm not saying that it's not hard right now with inflation and all that. It's still hard. But
you can win. It does happen. And you can get there. It's too bad you're not passionate about what you do. If you just had a little more excitement, Carrie.
I'm sorry.
This is great. This is absolutely great. And thank you for opening up some doors for us to talk about here today in terms of how do we lead with passion and how do we do that. And not just in the restaurants, but all other places as well. Carrie, it's great to have you here. Thanks for jumping in.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Carrie Luxem joining us. And again, her company where she's the CEO is Restaurant HR Group. She deals with all those issues and helps people navigate them too.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.